Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 16. Begin reading at verse 19. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. Now there was a rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, joyously living in splendor every day. And a poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores, longing to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores. Now the poor man died, was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. In Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus had things, but now bad things, but now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all of this, between us and you there is a great chasm fixed, so that those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. But he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will change their minds. But he said to him, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone rises from the dead. Heavenly Father, you are sovereign from the beginning, and Lord, we will see, be reminded today that your plan from the beginning all the way through to the end, Alpha and Omega, your plan will come to pass according to your sovereign purpose. Thank you, Father, that for those who believe in Jesus for their salvation, there is a heavenly place prepared for us. And Lord, I pray for any who have not believed on Jesus for their salvation today, that they again might be warned and that they might come to believe upon him and be saved. Lord, the honor is all yours. And so we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, the last time we looked at 14 terms in the Bible for places of the dead. And we'll be reminded of all of those places on our charts again today. Sheol, we saw that word appeared 64 times in the Old Testament, and Hades in 10 verses in the New Testament. Sheol, Hades, the same place. But there's something we haven't addressed yet, and I'd like to begin with that here today. The question is, how did Sheol or Hades originate? The preparation or the origin of Sheol, Hades. Sheol was not created during creation week. Okay? It was not. Satan had not yet sinned at the end of creation week. We know that. Genesis tells us at the end of creation week, everything was very good. Everything was very good. But sometime shortly after the end of creation week, Satan sinned. Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, we won't look at those today. But he sinned by rebelling against the Lord. The place of torment, of punishment, was, according to Matthew 25, verse 41, Jesus said this, was prepared for the devil and his angels. That was the intent of it. There was no design for Sheol, Hades in creation week because there was no sin yet. And there was the design that paradise, the Garden of Eden, would continue forever. But sin ruined that. Therefore, Sheol was kind of carved out of the earth. And it's known from the very beginning of the Old Testament. The first we see the word Sheol is in the book of Genesis, and it's when Jacob is saying that that's where he is going to be when he dies. Before that, those who died said they would be gathered to their fathers. So this place was carved out, and it was known from the beginning, shortly after there was sin in existence. And it continues throughout the Bible, throughout the New Testament, as Hades. So Sheol, the Hebrew word, Hades, the Greek word. And that is how it came to be. Now, Luke chapter 16, and I encourage you to look there in your Bible. Luke chapter 16, we've looked at this passage probably already a half a dozen times or so during this series. And so I hope you get the message that this is an important passage for understanding, and now especially the place of the dead in the Old Testament prior to the ascension of Jesus and the beginning of the church age. So as we look at this again today, and we'll be looking at five observations in this passage concerning the place of the dead until the ascension of Jesus, do understand what Jesus is reporting here, and Jesus is the one talking about this. It is not just a story. It is history. It is not a parable. It is real, factual history. The poor man, Lazarus, was a real believer who died. The rich man was a real unbeliever who died. They're not fictional characters. These are real, you could call them Old Testament people. Because Jesus is reporting this, and it is ahead of his ascension. Now, these five observations kind of form a pattern of what happens when Old Testament people die. Luke chapter 16, verse 22. The rich man died and was buried. When someone dies, the dead physical body is buried, usually in the ground. But there are examples in the Old Testament. For example, those who died in Noah's flood, they weren't buried in the ground, they were buried in the sea. Others were burned, and you can ask all the questions you want. Others were eaten by wild animals and all those kinds of things. And the Lord won't have any problem keeping track of all of the DNA and all of that in order to resurrect bodies. But they were buried. That's what happened to their physical body. That's one observation. Observation number two, every person who died, whether righteous, that is saved, or unrighteous, that is unsaved, every person who died went down to Sheol, Hades. Okay? Nobody went up. They went down to Sheol, Hades. They went as a conscious soul in an intermediate state body, which you all know about now, because we spent several weeks on it, in an intermediate state body, because their mortal physical body is where? In the ground. But they, their conscious soul in an intermediate state body, are in Sheol. Luke 16:22, the poor man is carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man, verse 23, in Hades, he lifted up his eyes. So he's in an intermediate state body. His physical body is buried, but he still has eyes in an intermediate state body, being in torment, saw Abraham far away, Lazarus in his bosom. Verse 24, he is in agony in this flame. So both of them went down to Sheol, Hades. One to Abraham's bosom, and this is observation number three. The righteous, the saved, went to Abraham's bosom, where paradise was located at that time. Now, if you remember your chart, I guess we don't have the chart. Do we? Okay, on your chart you will see on the left-hand side on the bottom, there we go. Paradise, Abraham's bosom. Everything below this line is down. It is beneath the earth's surface, and the righteous, in this case the poor man Lazarus, went to Abraham's bosom or paradise. Observation number four, the unrighteous, the unsaved, went down to hell or Abaddon or the pit or torment, all words for the same thing. In Luke 16:23, the rich man went to torment. In verse 24, he is in agony in this flame. And verse 25, You are here in agony. In agony. So, the rich man, when he died, he went here to hell or Abaddon, the pit, torment. He went here. And observation number 5, there is an impassable gulf in between. That's Luke 16, verse 26. A gulf is fixed. You cannot pass from here to here or from here to here. A great gulf is fixed. So, those 5 observations are the pattern for what happens when Old Testament people die. Now, we're just going to make some considerations this morning of those who died prior to the ascension of Jesus in the Old Testament. Actually, if you wanted to, read the whole Old Testament and find every person in the Old Testament and discern whether they are saved or unsaved, and you will be able to figure this out. I'm just taking some examples, but you could do it for anyone in the Old Testament. So, examples of the righteous. The first person that we have recorded in our Bibles as physically dying is Abel. Abel was killed by his brother Cain. Genesis 4, 8, 11, and 25. Abel's body went in the ground. Abel was a believer. Hebrews 11, 4. By faith, Abel gave his offering to the Lord. He was a believer. So, therefore, Abel, when he died, his body went in the ground and is still there. His soul and intermediate state body went here. Same thing with Adam. When Adam died, and he did, and Adam was saved, Adam's body was buried, Adam went here. Noah died. Noah was a believer. He was saved. His body was buried, but Noah, his soul and intermediate state body, went here. Same thing with Sarah, with Abraham, with Rachel, with Isaac, with Jacob, with Joseph, all of those, the same pattern. Moses, in Deuteronomy chapter 34, Moses died, And Moses was buried, although no one knew where Moses was buried. And in the book of Jude chapter 1 verse 9, we see that there is an angelic battle over the physical body of Moses. But Moses' soul, intermediate state body, went here. During the life of Jesus, in Matthew chapter 17, verse 3, we see Moses appearing on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus and Elijah. Now remember, Elijah never died. Elijah did not die and get buried and go here. Elijah was caught up, and Elijah is here, somehow supernaturally maintained in his physical body. That's miraculous. But Elijah went straight here. But Moses went here. He came out in his intermediate state body to meet with Jesus and Peter, James, and John saw him. Samuel, in 1 Samuel 25, verse 1, Samuel died and was buried. But in 1 Samuel chapter 28, we see Samuel coming in his intermediate state body up, making an appearance to the witch of Endor and Saul. And then when he's finished, he returned here, his body still in the ground. Saul, King Saul of the Old Testament, when he died, actually Samuel, in 1 Samuel 28:19, Samuel said that Saul would be where Samuel is, which is here, which is proof that Saul was actually saved. David died. He was a believer. That's where he went. Matthew 27, verses 52 and 53. At the time of Jesus' crucifixion, it says that many bodies of saints came out of the tombs and were visible, were seen. Those would have been some, not all, Old Testament saints. They had been here, and they are now temporarily in their intermediate state bodies. Their physical bodies are still in the ground. But their intermediate state bodies came out through the tomb, and they are here walking around on the earth. The thief on the cross who got saved next to Jesus, and he got saved, that's why I call him the former thief on the cross. But Jesus said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise. He went to paradise, and so did Jesus. By the way, Jesus did not ever go here. Jesus did not descend into hell. The Bible never says that. He didn't do it. He went to paradise. Okay, that gives you the pattern. That's where Old Testament believers went. Now, some examples of the unrighteous, unsaved people who died. Cain. Cain murdered his brother Abel. And according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 12 and verse 15, Cain was not a believer. He was not saved, and no murderer has eternal life unless he gets saved afterwards, which Cain didn't. So Cain, when he died, his physical body was buried here, and he himself went here to the pit, to torment. Those who perished in the flood, and Genesis 7 verses 21 through 23 tell us that everyone perished except for Noah and his family who were with him on the ark, right? Everyone else died. They died. Their physical bodies went where? Apparently in the sea. Just went where? And probably many of them have not ever been retrieved or discovered or anything. Do you know the Lord knows the DNA of every one of those who died in the flood, and they will all be physically resurrected one day? Okay? But they died, and that's where their bodies went, but their soul, in an intermediate state body, went here to hell, Abaddon, the pit, torment, went here. And 1 Peter 3, 19 and 20 tell us that. Esau is an example. Hebrews 12, 16 and 17 tell us that Esau forfeited the inheritance. Esau was not a saved man. Oh, there are theologians who would like to argue about that. But Hebrews 12 is fairly clear. So Esau, by the way, his death is not recorded in Genesis. But he did die, and when he died, he would have been buried here, but his soul, in an intermediate state body, went here. Isaiah chapter 14, a king of Babylon, who is not named, by the way, it wasn't Nebuchadnezzar, this would have been after Nebuchadnezzar, probably Nabonidus or maybe Belshazzar. In Isaiah 14, verse 4, 9 through 11, there's a king of Babylon. In that passage, the king of Babylon is picturing the end time Antichrist and is clearly motivated by Satan, for the sin and fall of Satan are spoken of in Isaiah chapter 14. But this king of Babylon would have been buried, but his soul in an intermediate state body went here. You could take many others from the Old Testament. Let's just think about Judas Iscariot. By the way, he clearly did die. He committed suicide. John 17:12, Jesus called Judas Iscariot the son of perdition. And Jesus said, I have lost none except the son of perdition, which tells us Judas Iscariot was lost. So when Judas Iscariot died, his body ended up buried in the field of Hinnom, and his soul, intermediate state body, went here. Okay. Now, everything I've just described is before the ascension of Jesus. Something changed when Jesus was crucified, resurrected, and ascended. Something changed. And we want to see what that is. And the something that changed is not this. Hell, Abaddon, the pit, torment, that is still there today. And that is where unbelievers go when they die. Their soul, their intermediate state body. But something changed. The location of paradise changed at the ascension of Jesus. So what happened? Acts chapter 1, verse 11, Jesus ascended. His apostles saw him ascending into the air. They were kind of gaping, standing there with their mouths open, watching Jesus ascend up into the air. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 says of Jesus, when he ascended, it's very important, Ephesians 4, 8, when he ascended, he led captive a host of captives. When he ascended. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 and verse 4, we see the Apostle Paul telling us that paradise is now in the third heaven. Question, How did paradise get to the third heaven? Answer, Ephesians 4:8. Jesus, when he ascended, he emptied out Abraham's bosom, which was in paradise here. That was the location in the Old Testament. And at the ascension, Jesus took this to the third heaven. Heaven, the third heaven, paradise is there now, also called the New Jerusalem. We looked at all that last time. That's what happened. So, where is Abel, Adam, Isaiah, Daniel? Where are they now? They were taken by Jesus to the third heaven at his ascension. So they are, all these Old Testament believers are now here. Their soul still in an intermediate state body. Their physical bodies are still in the ground. Okay? Adam has not been raised from the dead yet. We'll get to this in future lessons. But do you know, you as a church age believer will get your resurrected physical body before Adam gets his. That's a future lesson. Okay, so that's what happened. Now there's something that didn't happen. All of this, Jesus didn't take it anywhere. It's still there. And it will be there until the great white throne judgment in the future. So the unsaved of the Old Testament are still there. And it is where unsaved of this present age still go upon death. So, do you know, if you have a believing friend, family member, loved one who died, and they are in heaven now, they are in heaven in their intermediate state body, so is Adam, so is Daniel, so is Saul, all of those. So do you realize your loved ones can talk with Adam right now? They can see him and talk with him. Even though they don't have resurrected bodies yet, they are in their intermediate state bodies with conscious souls. So that can happen now. That, you know, does it sound interesting to go to heaven when you die? Yeah. It won't be boring. There'll be lots to discuss. They're in heaven now. You can see and talk with them. Most importantly of all, it is where Jesus is seated at the right hand of his Father. And so the Old Testament saints all see Jesus as the basis of their salvation, and so do all believers who are there. The greatest thing about heaven is Jesus. Heavenly Father,